Accession number 30066, Reel 4.
Your grandmother, I understand she wrote a postcard which you very kindly donated to the Holocaust.
Yes, she wrote it on the way to Theresienstadt.
Do you remember what was on the postcard?
Well, she told the family that she's on the way, and if they could, to let me know.
And that postcard survived.
That postcard was given to me by the family it was sent to, in Mayen.
Oh, I see. It wasn't to your parents. It was to the... It wouldn't be.
No, my parents had been deported.
Yes,
I think
course.
My parents were deported in April 42. Uh-huh. And she wasn't deported till June or July 42.
I see. And that was sent to the... a family in Mayen.
That was sent to a family in Mayen who, when I went to Mayen in just after the war finished in 45, he was a Jewish man married to a Gentile woman, and he was the only one not deported. So that's where she sent the card. When I went to Mayen, I asked around and someone told me there's still a Jewish man here. So I went to see them and he gave me that postcard.
Is that the only thing you have?
That's the only thing I have.
No photographs of your family at all?
Pardon?
No photographs at all of your parents?
I have, but they've got them at the Imperial War Museum.
Oh, right.
I'm supposed to get them back.
Right,
they're having copies taken off them.
Oh, good. Oh, that's nice.
But I haven't... When I get them back... Mm.
Are these photographs you took with you when you left?
Yes.
Mm. Must be very difficult coming to terms with this, you know, such a great loss. Mm. I was wondering also about your sister. What happened to your...
Well, she was deported together with my parents.
Oh, they were all together?
Yeah, they were deported together. My grandmother wasn't. Well, I've had over 60 years to come to terms with it. Over 70, nearly 70 years now.
Have you come to terms with it, Peter?
You never come to terms with it.
Did you find when you came to this country and, you know, in the army, particularly when you were in Germany, were you able to talk about this to other people?
Well, I didn't know about it when I was in Germany.
No, I was wondering about your own experience, you know, of having to leave your home because of the persecution. Were you understood at all by others?
Not really. I was in the... At that time, I was with all English boys. They weren't interested in that. I find now I go to a Jewish club and they're not interested in it.
But these wouldn't be survivors, they would be...
No, they're not survivors, yeah. I mean, the survivors, they've got their own thing. But that is... in mostly Stanmore, that's too far to go. So really, funnily enough, the man who phoned me, David, he came from Berlin, and the same thing happened to him what happened to me. You see, his parents were deported and that. But apart from him, I haven't got any sort of any friends alive in this country. I've got a cousin in Bournemouth, I've got a cousin in Birmingham who I'm in touch with, and I've got cousins in America I'm in touch with. But apart from that, not really. Don't talk about it. And it's so long ago that you very rarely do talk about it.
But it's very good of you to put this on the record, and a good historical oral record, which the museum has. Do you think, it's important for you to put your experience
I on? Think people should know. I mean, it's a sort of thing, if you read it as fiction, you wouldn't have believed it. I mean, how a civilized country can do things like that, and how a people can get influenced by, well, one man or a party to do things like that, you wouldn't believe it in fiction. And it's still happening today. It's, I mean, personally, I think religion's to blame for it. I've become an unbeliever.
Yes, I was going to ask you about your, Jewish faith. Have you, are you still a believer, and do you still go to synagogue?
I'm not a believer. I don't believe there is a God. If there was, he must have been looking the other way. So I don't really believe in religion. Well, let's say I believe in religion, but I don't believe there is a God. I mean, the Ten Commandments, if we all kept by it, this world would be a marvellous place.
Could I ask you about this man, Mr. Pottle? Because he seems to have been very involved with your history, doesn't he? With Mayan, as you've explained earlier on. And how he's written this history, hasn't he?
Well, I'll tell you what. If you're interested in it.
Yes. He wrote The Watch on the Rhine. Yeah. About Mayan, and
you can have that if you want it, because I've got the book.
I think you very kindly gave it to the museum, didn't you?
I gave it to the museum.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I won't rob you of that. Certainly not. But he seems to have been very interested in your family and what happened.
My grandmother kept in touch with him.
Yes.
I think what happened there, to be,
he wrote, am I right in thinking that he wrote letters to you, and also his nephew had a letter explaining your grandmother's situation, that you learnt what had happened to your grandmother through this Frank Pottle, isn't
it?
Right?
No, I think
they probably I've misunderstood that. But he obviously seems to have done a lot for your family, in as much that he did try to get them.
Well, he tried to. You see, the war intervened, but if it hadn't been for the war, he would have gone to he would have had them come to the United States.
Yes, it's this awful business of timing, isn't it?
And the, that's right, a war came.
Immigration, yes.
The United States had a quota. They only let in so many a
that's
year.
That's right, yes.
So.
Yes. Have you ever attended any of the Kinder Transport reunions?
I attended the first one, yes.
Yes. Did you find that interesting or important to you?
I found it interesting. The only thing was, there was not a single person there that I knew. So I didn't bother to go to any more.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Peter, for telling me about your experience, you know, with the Kinder Transport and much else as well, you know, particularly this very interesting story of your return. And I am so sorry that you still haven't had, you know, news of what happened to your family.
Yeah, I don't suppose I ever will now.
Well, thank you very much, Peter. Thank you.